The Upkeep is brought to you by you. You can support the show by heading to patreon.com/glhfmagic and becoming a member for any dollar amount. Thanks.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to The Upkeep for Monday, March 23rd, 2020.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And this week, there is a ton of magic news, coronavirus, self-quarantine or not. We are bringing you all of the news because there is a metric ton of it, Megan.
Yes. Who would have thought in the time of basically not being able to go out and do anything that there would be so much to do in the world of magic?
Yeah, that's so true. So we're going to kick off the show telling you about all the different ways that you have to play magic during this time. Some really cool and innovative things people are doing to keep the magic flowing.
That's the first one
we're going to talk about is Magic Fest Online. So if you're like, oh, hey, I'm bummed out that all these Magic Fests are getting canceled. Well, don't worry. The party has moved onto Arena.
That's right. So you can find out more about this through Channel Fireball. There is Standard on Arena, and the MPL and Rivals are also playing in this. So it is some tough competition out there.
Yeah, they're going to be using direct challenges in these things. They're going to do a tournament series starting with daily qualifiers, and these run basically all day. They run at 3 a.m., 9 a.m., 3 p.m., 9 p.m. Pacific. So basically anybody around the world will feel okay playing in them during their time zone. They cost $25. And if you manage to go 5-1 or better in these daily qualifiers, you qualify for a weekly championship. Plus, you also get a coupon for a free draft for an upcoming Magic Fest in real life, should you ever attend one, should they ever return.
I mean, we all hope so.
We hope so.
Yeah.
And you get to and then you qualify for the weekly championship, which happens on the weekends.
Yes.
So this is a two-day tournament. It's like a GP.
Yeah, there is a $25,000 prize pool, and the top eight get invites to the Players Tour Series 2, and the top 32 get invites to the season finals.
Yeah, season finals, exciting stuff. This is actually going to take place the weekend of April 11th and 12th. Once again, it's a two-day tournament, but this time there's a $50,000 prize pool. The top 32 get Players Tour Series 2 invites, and the top two get invites to the Players Tour Finals coming up in Minneapolis, which is a pretty sweet prize.
Yeah, and that is happening in July, that Players Tour Finals in Minneapolis. And
Right. Lastly,
Channel Fireball is asking people to stream themselves playing in the event so that they can do coverage of it. They have a full team of casters lined up, starting today with none other than LSV and William Huey Jensen.
Yeah, this is super cool. So it's like basically they're trying to replicate the feeling of a Magic Fest or a Grand Prix as well as they can through Magic Arena, which is really neat. And like we said, the daily qualifiers are running all of this week, you know, until the season finals coming up in the middle of April. So there'll be basically like nonstop magic happening on twitch.tv/channelfireball
yeah.
Up until that point, it sounds like. And they're using the hashtag for this MTG Together, which I think is really cute, too.
Yeah, that's super cute. Coming up next, there's also FNM at Home now. So the next three weekends and possibly beyond, Magic is holding FNM events on Arena and letting local game stores give out rewards.
Yeah, so these run Thursday starting at midnight to Friday at midnight Pacific time, and they are 100% free. So if you've been missing FNM and you're like, I want to get out and play, well, guess what? You can get in and play. These are the events coming up on March 27th. That's this Friday. It's going to be Challenger decks. You get to choose between four pre-con 2020 Challenger decks that Wizards of the Coast was releasing this year and just challenge other people in that format.
That's right. Then April 10th is Historic Brawl.
Oh, did we miss April 3rd?
I did miss April 3rd. I don't know why.
That's okay.
April 3rd just completely slipped out of my memory because space and time mean nothing anymore.
That's so true.
April 3rd is All Access, so you can build a deck with any cards in Standard, whether they're in your collection or not, and you can play as much as you want. And then, as I mentioned, April 10th is Historic Brawl.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And the way you get prizes from this event is they're participating with local game stores. You play in the event, take a screenshot of the event page, go to locator.wizards.com to find your game store's website if you don't know it, and join their social media channel. A lot of stores are doing this through Discord, but other stores will have other ways, and you just share your screenshot, and they will message you a code to get some cool sleeves on Arena for just participating in the event. You don't even have to win. They're just like, hey, here's some sleeves, but of course, codes are limited, so your store doesn't have an unlimited supply of these. So if you want some, participate and get in there early.
Yeah. Up next, so they have canceled the remaining Players Tour Series 2 in-person qualification events. So most of those had already been canceled because they were held at Grand Prix and Magic Fests. But they've gone ahead and canceled the ones that were at local game stores. And they don't know how that's going to impact the qualifications for the MPL for next season, but they say, quote, planning for rescheduling or canceling a range of events that directly impact our high-level play is a difficult knot to unwind, but our focus is always going to be on player health and safety. Our teams are currently working on plans and will announce them as soon as we can.
So what Wizards of the Coast has actually done to kind of help mitigate this problem is they have started what they're calling super qualifiers on Magic Online. And these are open to all players. They're running the 20th through the 26th in a variety of formats. Cost 40 tickets or 400 play points to enter. And it's got what they're calling enhanced prizes, which is kind of cool. So first and second get 900 play points, 200 treasure chests, a foil set of the current standard set, and invites to the Players Tour, which is pretty cool. It pays all the way down to 64th place. And I actually played in one of these the other day. And you know what? It was awesome. I have missed playing competitive Magic. And yeah, it's not in person, but you still get that competitive feel. Like, you still feel the fire in your veins. It was, I played Theros Beyond Death sealed, and my pool was absolutely busted. I didn't do very well, but I got to play a lot of really sweet mythic rares, so I was still happy.
Nice. So get on out there and, you know, feed your competitive spirit even during this time of having to stay inside.
Yeah, and if you're not a competitive player and you still want to play Magic, they have the FNM thing that we mentioned before, but also there's free Brawl on Arena, just Woo! As we predicted last week.
Yes. So they've gone ahead and made it so that the Brawlers Guild Hall is free to enter. Thank goodness.
Yay. Megan's been having a lot of fun in there.
Yes, I've been having a lot of fun playing Brawl. They also brought back ranked Theros Beyond Death Draft.
Thank goodness. Plus, Vintage Cube on Magic Online will be running until April 1st. That's another little Easter egg they've left us in this season of, really tough time around the world.
Yeah. So speaking of some downer news, Channel Fireball is temporarily shutting down their warehouses as of today. So they're going to go ahead and not be taking any orders, and they're not going to be able to fulfill orders, obviously, for the time being.
Card Kingdom says they are still open and sending out orders, but they are allowing more time for whatever they receive and whatever they send out to kind of sit in a warehouse and rid itself of any, you know, possible disease that could be living on the packaging, because, you know, scientists know that it lives for a couple of days. And so they're kind of using a safety window to help themselves in that regard. So that's what Card Kingdom is doing. Ultra Pro, I believe, has also forced to cancel production during this month. So a lot of hard news for some retailers and suppliers out there.
Yeah, DreamHack Dallas has also been pushed back to August 14th through 16th.
Okay, now we're going to get back into good news again. And this good news has to do with the new upcoming set, Ikoria, which has its release date still set for the 24th of April with the pre-release the weekend beforehand. We talked a little bit about the pre-release last week. You know, Wizards is going to allow for basically for people to be able to take these kits home and play with them. We're going to wait for more news on that. I'm sure they'll have more information on that as we get closer to the date. But we found out some really cool stuff about Ikoria. Mark Rosewater gave us a few teasers.
That's right. So there's a couple of things that he said are in the set, or things to come that are in Ikoria. And so it starts out with Magic's seventh egg.
A card with the text, four or more times this game.
A card with the text, total power 10 or less.
magic's largest power toughness granting aura.
Ooh, Maria, that one has your name on it.
I'm in.
A card with the text X is the number of times this creature has mutated.
Ooh, that's a big clue. Mm-hmm. Magic's third and fourth card with zero is even reminder text. What? That's like Eldrazi stuff there.
Yeah, and do you know what? I just have to say also mathematically, question mark. three cards with the text, quote, different names.
13 different types of counters?
What?
Okay.
A card that says, choose a kind of counter at random.
A card with the text, remove 8 foreshadow counters.
Ooh, a cycle that players have been asking us to make for over 10 years.
10 years! Wow.
I wonder.
And that was not the only exciting news that we got from Mark Rosewater about this stuff. There's also some creature types that I'm extremely excited for. Let's go down the list. Dinosaur turtle.
Shark beast.
Demon Kraken.
Elemental Otter.
Brushway.
Hellion Horror.
And my favorite, Nightmare Squirrel.
Ooh, excellent.
All right.
Excellent.
A standard legal squirrel, Megan. It has finally happened.
Maria, dreams do come true.
It's so true. So if all of this has you super excited to play Magic at home and you're stuck at home, maybe you've got kids or you've got people you want to teach the game to, there's a really cool new resource. Well, it's not new, actually, but it is a resource that we want to remind you can use in this time of self-quarantine.
That's right. Magic Kids, which you can find on Twitter and find all the ways to contact them, is sending out kits so that you can learn how to play at home and teach kids how to play at home. So Magic Kids, in case you were unaware, is a charity that's been operating out of Minnesota for the last couple of years, and they take donations of people's bulk, and then they make decks for local schools and stuff like that so that kids can learn how to play Magic.
Yeah, it's really great. You can apply for one of these kits. It's completely free over on magickids.org. That's magickids.org, and it comes with cool stuff like free dice and Legion supplies, bulk, as you mentioned, and instructions of how to teach kids how to play Magic. They're a great charity, and check them out if you're at home and you're like, hey, I want to teach the kids how to play, or, you know, just you want to pass some money their way for doing some cool stuff in a tough time.
Yeah, they also have their own format called Oathbreaker, or a format
that's
that they
true.
Champion. Then you can learn more about that, too, which is a really fun way to play with, like, all of these different kinds of cards that they send out.
Well, everybody, that's all of the Magic news we have for this week. And it was a lot considering that, you know, we're all trapped in our homes.
The world keeps moving.
The world keeps spinning. Thank you so much for hanging out. Check out our full-length podcast. It's called Good Luck High Five. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/glhfmagic. It is Patreon Pledge Drive Month, so you get a free enamel pin with any donation of $5 a month or more, or if you increase your pledge by $5. So consider that if you haven't already. And you know what, everybody? Practice your social distancing, and please stay safe out there.